and welcome to our Justice at Work podcast, where we empower employees through education and information about rights in the workplace and beyond. My name is Chelsea with Farah and Farahani, and today I will be talking with Kathy Harrington Sullivan, who is an attorney and partner with the firm, and we will be discussing the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, or the FFCRA, and where that stands now that it is 2021. So Kathy, just to start us off, can you give us a quick overview of where employees do stand with all of this now?
Yeah. So last year when coronavirus hit, the FFCRA, which is the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, went into place. And what that did was twofold. One, it provided emergency paid sick leave of up to 2 weeks, depending, you know, on certain conditions, like, and I won't get too deep into that, but certain conditions related to COVID symptoms or COVID testing or even care of close family member with COVID. So there were certain conditions under which you could get 2 weeks of paid sick leave. And that applied basically to all employees, regardless of their length of employment or their full or part-time status, if they were unable to work or telework for these, you know, listed reasons. The second piece of what the FFCRA did for employees last year was to add an emergency expansion of the Family Medical Leave Act. Now, just as some background here, Family Medical Leave normally is up to 12 weeks of unpaid, and that'll become important later, unpaid leave for employees who have been with the company more than a year, who have worked more than a certain number of hours in the previous year, and who work in a location where there are more than 50 employees in a 75-mile radius. The FMLA piece of FFCRA, and I know this gets confusing with all the mnemonics and the abbreviations and stuff, but there was a piece of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act that said, if you are a certain employee and you've been working more than 30 calendar days, and if you have a child who needs childcare, whether that's, you know, a child in school or daycare or whatever, and that childcare is not available because of COVID, then you were able to get up to 10 additional weeks of leave that was paid at 2/3 salary. There's really a lot more to it than that, but that's the flyby version. Unfortunately, that law was put into place until December 31st, 2020. And now, you know, we are beyond that. So I do think there's some confusion about where employees stand with respect to FFCRA and potential benefits under that, given that we're beyond the date where that was in force.
All right. So now that it is 2021, where do employees stand? Can they reach back into 2020 for these benefits, or are they just out of luck?
So yeah, these benefits did end on December 31st, 2020. And I know that we're looking at some potential other remedial laws that may get on the books once the administration changes. For now, though, there's really no reach back. If they were eligible for leave under the FFCRA for that paid component of leave or emergency paid sick leave in 2020 and they didn't use it then, we can't mandate, no, the law doesn't mandate that they can use it now. Whereas they had the right to use it up until the end of 2020, now it's just a more like a privilege. Employers are being offered tax credits for, you know, leave, paid leave that they're voluntarily offering to employees, but they're no longer required to provide them with that leave or that pay. Now, let me go back and say, if they took some of that required leave in 2020 during the period where it was required that the employer grant that and pay them for it, and they weren't properly paid for that leave in 2020, they're still owed that pay for that leave in 2021. They're just no longer owed the benefit. So if I didn't take it in 2020, I can't take it now unless my employer offers me that as a voluntary decision and we agree that I'm going to take it and they're going to pay me for it. And again, they've got some tax credit incentive to do that.
Okay, so how long are employers being incentivized to offer this benefit of FFCRA?
So the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 extended employer tax credit for paid sick leave and expanded family medical that they voluntarily provide to employees until March 31st. So they can get that tax credit until March 31st, which should hopefully make them want to work with people to offer it if it's needed. But unfortunately, it's just the tax credit we're talking about. It didn't extend the employee's entitlement to any of that leave this year in 2021 if they didn't utilize it in 2020.
All right. So what about for this year? What do employees have to look forward to as far as relief goes under the new administration?
So the new administration does, it appears, have some plans for some additional coronavirus relief for folks. I think there are going to be some direct payments that people might be able to expect, some additional tax credits, more than the ones that I've just referenced for employers through March 31st. Unemployment, there should be an additional boost in the same way that unemployment benefits were boosted last year with an additional $300 a week supplement. I think they are planning to continue that boost and maybe even change it from 300 to 400 once that law gets on the books after the change of administration. The other thing is that this expanded paid sick and family medical leave that is also paid if you have the child care needs related to COVID, they're looking at trying to expand that into September 30 of this year for workers that need to quarantine or provide care to family members with COVID, or, you know, in the alternative, take care of children when the daycare schools are closed. So I think they may also be looking at different amounts in terms of the maximum paid leave benefits. So there are some changes coming on that front, I believe.
All right. And lastly, can you just remind us again what employees were able to benefit from the FFCRA last year and then possibly again this year under the new expansion?
Yeah. So unlike FMLA, which FFCRA, you know, like I said, contains that FMLA component, under regular FMLA, remember that you have to be an employee more than a year and you have to have worked more than a certain number of hours in the previous year, and there have to be more than 50 employees in a 75-mile radius. FFCRA is a little bit different. The FMLA component of FFCRA is a little bit different in that to be eligible for that, you only have to have been an employee for 30 days. However, it doesn't apply to employers over 500. So if there's more than 500 employees, that FFCRA doesn't apply. There are some cases too where it doesn't apply where the employer has less than 50 employees. However, I would caveat that by saying that if your employer is denying you that paid leave, you know, either last year, if we're looking at last year when you were eligible for it and it was still in force, or in the coming package, whatever that ends up to be on the expanded FFCRA, if your employer is telling you that they're exempt because they're under 50 employees, they still have to meet certain requirements to get that exemption for under 50 employees. They can't just, by virtue of saying, oh, we're under 50, we get the exemption. That's not the way it works. Now, under the old FFCRA from last year, that's not the way it works. I don't know if they're going to change that in the expansion that we're looking at for 2021, but that's something to continue thinking about. And again, if you're being told by your employer that just carte blanche because they're under 50 employees, you can't receive it or be paid at a time when you're eligible, whether that was last year or in the coming one, that's something you may want to call our office and talk about, because the employer does have to meet certain requirements to be able to take advantage of that exemption.
Thank you for listening. We hope this information was helpful. And if you are an employee who has questions about your workplace rights, please reach out to us at Barrett and Farahani at 404-487-0909. We represent employees exclusively, and we are the only firm we know of that provides a complimentary consultation directly with an attorney. You can also visit our website at justiceatwork.com if you'd like to self-schedule an appointment to talk over your situation with one of our attorneys. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next time.